up, it's on the drive.
Sech Nishmas Avi Murray, Yaakov Ben Yisrael Pilchas, Lezer Nishmas Daniel Shein, and Bas Yeshua Fowler. Okay, good morning, everybody. Yeah, we dedicate the Shir Le'inu Nishmas from Chaim Nosson Ben
Reb Meir.
This was Reb Nosson Friedman, who lived in our neighborhood for many, many years, and was a benefactor of Camp Moshava, and it was a big tzaddik, a big bal chesed of the highest levels. And his memory is, today is his yahrzeit, and we think about him in a very special way. Okay, so a couple of things. Be'ez Hashem, we're starting a new limud today, Hilchos Metzias HaPas, which is something that we do all the time, but we don't often realize that there are many halachas regarding Metzias HaPas, that, and it's fascinating things, so I want you to get into these things. We'll have the Shir Be'ez Hashem Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursdays from 11 to 12. And I thank everyone for coming. And this is, we're having today a hischatshus of a laptop, which is given through Rav Meir Kesselman and really it's his son, Rav Meir Kesselman's son, to give us this little special laptop in order for it to facilitate the learning of Torah. So we thank him very much. And so we thank everyone for coming today. And as I said, this will be the time of the Shir. The our minhag is that we start with a niggun. We start every zman with a niggun. So I guess now the rules are you're not supposed to sing, but I guess I could sing in this room, and then everyone else in their private places of residence can sing as well. I guess the people that are in my room, really, it's not like I feel I have a better voice than anyone else, but just to keep in the rules here. So, but in your own, if you're someplace else in a different room, a different place, that you could sing as well. That's our minhag. So why should we not have the beautiful minhag of starting the each zman with the niggun? Avinu v'rachamon. Amirachem rachem aleinu v'sein b'libeinu bina l'havinu le'askil avinu chav harachaman amirachem rachem aleinu Sein Bui Beichnu Vina Lehavinu Lehaskil Lishmahawa Lilmadu Lulamed Lishmar Velasos Ulika Sarah Secha Vidah. Okay, Rabbi Moshe, we're going to begin now. Anyone who wants to speak up in the middle of Shir is welcome to. We always encourage people's thoughts. I never like to give just lectures. So if you feel you want to say something, you know, you know how to put on your thing, and you could make your ha'ara, your comments, whatever. Everything is warmly received. Okay, so let's begin.
First question. Do we have Makaros?
Yes, we do. You see? You got a question even before. Yeah, so Yitzchak Carroll, is it posted on the dock here? Ezra Hagler shared a file in the meeting. Rabbi Alter, did you receive the file? You got it? Rabbi Lavi says he did. How about Rabbi Alter? Because, yeah? Here, Rabbi Popper is sending out a Google Drive doc or whatever it is.
Rabbi, you're becoming a real Bucky in...
I'm becoming a Bucky in nothing. Ezra Haglishly to set it up, and I know a little English, that's all. Okay? Rabbi Alter? I think you're muted, Rabbi Alter. Is Rabbi Alter muted? Ezra?
He is now unmuted. I haven't opened it up yet, but I do have it, yes.
Okay. Nice to see you. And then at the end of the shiur, maybe we'll go around the, I can't say around the room, but around the Zoom, and we'll introduce everyone so we should know who everyone is. And welcome everyone personally. Okay. So the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin, in Perchelik, now what in the world does this have to do with anything? We'll see in a second. So Zok the Mishnah, Shlosha Malachim Va'arba Hadyotas Elohim Chelik La'baba. The three kings that the Mishnah says, they don't, and four commoners who don't have a Chelik La'olam Haba, Shlosha Malachim, Yeravam, Achav, Umanasha. So these three kings do not have a chelik la'olam haba. They're considered Rishayim, and they don't have a chelik la'olam haba. So let us see more what's going on with these kings, and then how it has to do with Betzias HaPas. Take a look on page 2 in Sanhedrin, Kuf Beis, Amud Aleph on the bottom line. Rav Avahu have a rogil to have a kadorish b'shlosha malachim. Rav Avahu very often would give drushes about these three kings, about the three kings that don't have a chelak l'olam haba of Yeravam, Achav, and Menashe. Cholash, so he was a little bit sick one day. Kabel alei the lo dorish, so he wasn't going to give the drasha if he wasn't feeling well. But Kevan the Ispach, when he got better, had a kadarish. So he was in the Sparape, and he continued giving his drashas. Amri lo kabilus Allah the lo darish mahu. So his Talmidim said, in other words, you didn't accept upon yourself that you're not going to give these drushes. Amar inu mi hadru buhu, the ana hadarbe. He says, look at the Rashi, second line. Amar inu mi hadru mi dakim hara, the ana adala mi lidrush. He says, these kings weren't, these kings were not chozer b'tshuva, So I don't have to be chozer from darshaning about them. So Ravashi ugil ashlosha malachim. So Ravashi. He says he was speaking about the three malachim. Amar l'mocha nisbach b'chavrin. So he says that uki asiyim hachpircha achegil the shlosh malachim. So he got to the point of the three malachim, and then he started saying. Also, Menashe is chazile bechelme. So first he says, before he says, "Amar inu mihadribuhu daana hadribe." So Ravashi uke ashlosha malachim amar lamacha nisbach bechavrin. So he says, tomorrow we're going to speak about our friends, meaning we're going to speak about our friends, the malachim who are talmidei chachamim, and who they don't have a chelek la'asid lovo. So Amar chavrach v'chavre de avuch koreslon was you're saying we're chavin, you're comparing. You're saying that there are colleagues, these kings, are our colleagues of Ravashi, etc., and his colleagues. Also, Menashe, it's chazile b'chelmei. Amar chavrach v'chavre d'avuch korislom heichem bois l'mish. He says, you think you're such big talmidei chachamim? That's what Menashe is appearing to them in the cholom. He's saying, in other words, you're comparing. He's saying to Ravashi, you're comparing yourself to us, great talmidei chachamim. So he says, I'm going to ask you a question. He says, when you cut the challah for hamotzi, where do you make the incision? So Ravashi says, I don't know. He says, I'm like mehecha the boys lemishra hamotzi lo gamris v'chavrach karoslon. So Menashe is saying to him, you think you're like us on the Madrega? You don't even know a simple halacha, and you're comparing yourself to us malachim. So he says, "Hamalei agmerle." So he says, "You teach me." L'macha derich l'mishmach b'pirka. He says, "No, so teach me." Ravashi says to Menashe, and then tomorrow in the shir, I'll say over in your name what the halacha is. So Amar lei mehecha de kadim bishula. He says, you know where you start to cut the challah? Says Rashi, mehecha de kadim. Now there's a question of what the girsa is. Is it karim or kadim? Is it a resh or a dalet? We have a resh. And the Rashi says, the Korim Bishula Derifta. Mimokum Shinikroim Panea Shal Pas Betonim. That was the place that gets the crust in the Tanur. Tahainu Milmala Omisvivus HaPas Omishula. In other words, when you make a challah, right? So the inside doesn't become crusty, it's the outside. So it's either the bottom, the top, you know, around it. So you cut over there, but you don't cut from the part that didn't get.
There should be a
crop. Okay, so you don't make it from over there. So Amar le me'achar de chachmisu kulei hay my time akach. So Ravashi says back to Menashe, you're such a big Talmid Chacham that you know this halacha, so how come you worship the Avodah Zarah? Menashe is oivin of Avodah Zarah, eilu chiluch l'olam haba. So you understand, you know these halachas that you're supposed to cut from the krimas panim, the part that gets crusty. But the bottom of the pas that doesn't get crusty, or the way they had it then, or the middle of the pas that doesn't get crusty, then not over there. Lishnachrin mehekad the kodim kolomer hechem shemagdim lafos. Well, the other girsa is not the karim but the kodim, the part that's going to become baked first. And basically, Rashi says it's the same idea, meaning. Because you have a bread, so you had a crust around it, but the inside is soft. So that's not where you make the incision. But he says it basically is the same idea. So he asked him, Rav Ashi asked Menashe, and you know it's all in a dream. He says, you know, you're such a these halachas more than I do. So such a big Talmid Chacham. So how did you come to? To worship Avodah Zarah. So you see, so he says back, Amalei havas hasam, havas nakitna mishpipule glima, v'hitis abasrai. He said that if you would have been there at the time that I was alive, you would have run after me. You would have held on to my coattails to run with me to worship Avodah Zarah. In other words, the taiva of Avodah Zarah was so big in that time, you, Rav Ashi, would have been there at the same time. You know, it reminds me of, there's a story with one of the Gedolim. He was a Gilgal from the time of Korach, and he said that, I'll leave out the names of the people, but he says that if you would have been, you know, have you had a dream of who was at the time of Moshe and Korach, and he said, if you would have been, see, I was there, my neshama was there, and I was neutral. But if you would have been there, you would have been from Korach's Hasidim, not from Moshe Rabbeinu's Hasidim. You know, the same type of story. In other words, sometimes we don't view things the way that, we don't know the reality, how things were. More people were the way they were at those times, what the Yetzirahs were of those times. We have the Yetzirahs of our generation. We don't know what the Yetzirahs of those generations were. So he says, you know, Rav Ashi, don't speak so much, because you would have the kid in Bishipul Igliba, you would hold on to my coattails. And then he goes on, etc. So, obviously, yeah.
Isn't it Rav Ashi who also, somewhere else in the Gemara, where the person who travels with a woman? And isn't it Rav Ashi who says, if I would have done that, I would have.
You have to check, but the idea being that you didn't understand what the Yetziharas were, right, in that time. You have to check that Gemara. You have to see. Couldn't know for sure. We'll check. Okay? Now, so the question that we have to just deal with is, what's the significance of, you know, you would think of, if you have to give somebody a Bechina to see if he's a Talmid Chacham or not a Talmid Chacham, I don't know if this would be the first question that you would ask him, is where do you cut the challah when you make hamotzi, at which point, and this is the factor that's going to decide whether you're such a big Talmid Chacham or not such a big Talmid Chacham. You know, it's just a funny idea. You know, let me see, you're a Talmid Chacham, so same Rav Ashi was comparing himself to the Malachim, who he saw as a chavrin, our colleagues. So he says, you think you're my colleague? Let me see what you know.
Rabbi, it must be a mashal of some
sort. Yes, it must be a mashal of some sort. So we'll have to see what the... Yeah, so we'll have to see what the mashal is. So if you take a look for a second in the Marsha, on page 4, says the Marsha, so says the Marsha here on page 4 on the bottom. Veinu kein delhem ein chelak lom habav li yesh chelak lom habav al yedei hatshuva shasisi v'zesha amar lo vechi boys lo mishri hamotzi hu mavur shabirkas lechem yotzim mechlal kol birkas anene and divrum the mavurchim aleim loshin bria. He says normally when we make a birkas anene bor pri eitz bor pri adama, right, we use loshin bori, but when we make a Hamotzi lechem in haaretz, we don't say borei lechem in haaretz. Hamotzi lechem in haaretz. So what's the hulifi shebchet adam harishon nizkal haadama miteva habriya? What does kama beikir bachal adam? So he says that when there was a klal in the adama in the time of adam harishon, and Shahu, one second. Top of page 5, Shahu Halechem. Harur Hadamah Bavurecha, Bitzavon Tochlena. Bezeis Hapecha Tochalechem. So the Klala was Bezeis Hapecha Tochalechem. Kumashkosib Inyan Zesh, Alechem Tarek Yud Malachas. Right, the Lechem needs 10 Malachas to be done, Kodesh Shanas Halechem. Husha Adam Nenash Bechetam Shalom. Totsi ha'oritz v'tiva es ha'lechem achal yidei ha'tshuvash sh'asa ha'yel farav chesed al-kim ha'otzi lechem in ha'oritz b'koch ha'loki. In other words, the Adama was cursed and therefore it's not going to be able to be motzi lechem in the natural way, but al yidei ha'tshuvash sh'asa ha'yel farav chesed. But it's going to come out miraculously because it really shouldn't come out of the land because it's in the kulam. Then no shoshino birkas halachem amotzi bekoyach neged hateva as halachem in the arts bechasto. So he says that in other words, the lechem is going to come out now from the ground on a special chesed of a kodesh baruch hu, even though it was mekulam. He said basically the lechem is the idea of tshuva, because the Adama was mekulo, and that affected the lechem. But yet Hashem was makabel the tshuva and He gave a special siyata d'shmaya to the Adama to be moitzi lechem. In other words, moitzi means that we're not having a bria, the normal bria, but even though it was mekulo, it's still going to be able to be moitzi. The Adama is still going to be able to be moitzi. That's a special acceptance of the koyach hatshuva. V'ramaz lo shagam hu menashe. So Menashe saying, I'm a bal tshuva as well. Shagam hu menashe mechal bal tshuva l'kabel chesed elkim olam haba. Vein roi l'chlolo im yirava v'achav. He says, I'm not with yirava v'achav because I know the secret of the lechem and I know where to cut the lechem. So I should not be put in that list of yiracham. And Achav. V'zamar l'mehechi boyz l'mishri l'hamotzi l'horos al kavonazu. So to show that he knows the secrets of the lechem. It means that I did tshuva. Masik mehechi dekod b'shulah d'nigmar melechas ha'lechem sh'nizkaimu chesed alakim b'tchila al pi ha'tshuva v'amalei me'achad ha'chmiz v'kulahai ha'sas maseim al pi kavonaz ha'tshuva l'ashpi b'tuv rav. So why did you? So you know the concept of tshuva. So why did you worship Avodah Zarah? So he says because the koyach of the Yetzer at that time was so great that you would have followed me, just like the story that I told you. He says if you would have been in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, he says I was neutral in the time of Moshe. Well, it's in the famous story about one of the Gedolim. He says I was neutral in the time of Moshe and Korach. But if you would have been there, you definitely would have been the big supporters. You would have been on the board of directors of Korach's you know, Korach's shul. You would have been in the board of directors of Korach's shul.
I mean, was it gimbal of someone from the times of Moshe Korach?
Yeah. I don't want to say names. I don't want to, but it's a famous story. If you want me to show it to you once, I'll show it to you.
Is there a video on YouTube?
No. Okay, and then you can see here the chidah has, and in the Taurus Chaim, this is going to be probably the end of the drush. We don't think we're here to give drushes, but since this is like the first sugya, that's about where to cut the. Lechem, so we just wanted to show that Gemara in Sanhedrin, and there's a famous sefer Toras Chaim. It's a classic sefer, the sefer Toras Chaim on Avram Chaim Shor, page 9. It's one of the classics for him, Achronim. Well, so on page 10, he says. So he says Tema. The Loyada Ravashi Hachmilsa, Ravashi didn't know this halacha. It's not one of the most difficult halachas to know. You know, and Menashe, he knew this halacha. So we saw that what the Marsha's, approach was to this sugya. And what's the Chachma Gedola? Right? Since you're such a Chacham, so why did you worship Avodah Zarah? What's the great Chachma? So he says, In other words, it's interesting that whenever you have hamotzi, you're supposed to mafrish part of it. Taking out a sink. You know, you have to be mafresh. You have to be mafresh. You have to be mafresh part of the. Shatzarich Adam lahafresh reishis v'lifros min akika shalom prusa achal shem Hashem. V'varach alav shem shemafreshin reishis l'Hashem. He says, well, in other words, you shouldn't just. It's interesting, you should just take a roll and start eating from the roll. In other words, you should always first be purus, and then, that's the point. You don't just, it's funny, like, in America, I'm speaking like I'm from the old country, but like, in America, so what's the classic American thing for American food?
Women and children first.
Pizza. Pizza. So what do people do? They pick up the whole thing and they start eating. I mean, me, myself included, right? But really, that's an American thing. It's not really the proper mahalach. I mean, I'm not, I think people would probably look at you like you're crazy if you go to the pizza store and ask for a knife and a fork and make a mozi and then cut,
That's how children eat.
Yeah, that's how children, right. You do that for the three-year-olds because they can't have two big slices. So you ask the pizza man to cut up for him. But l'chora, that's the proper way al pi din, even though is whenever you have something, whenever you have the pas, when you mafresh trumas and maisus, right? You're not supposed to be. You don't. It's not the whole thing. You mafresh. Mafresh means you take some part, and some part is left behind. So he says, "Avul gav tzarich levarach al pas brukas hamotzi mishum da'asa lehenas v'lo brachim mikom lokum yish remez gadol beprusas hamotzi shatzarich adam lahafresh reishis v'lifros min hakikar hashalim prusa achaz l'shem Hashem u'varach alok shem shemafbishim reishis l'Hashem." Just like when we're mafresh true m'maisa, we're mafresh something from the bigger part. The same thing over here. B'shakom lochem bikum min hakama v'truma min hadogan v'chala min ha'isa. Right, we always be mafresh chala. from the Isa, you know, Truma min Hadoga, Kacha Mafish Menoracious Lishmo Yisbarach Achar Afia, Lahaki Abotse, Chotech Maat Chil, Mvarach Uporis, Vaochem Manaprusa, Vinosim Mimeno El Kolam Subim. So you Mafish part, and then that part you divide for the other people. But it should always be derech prusa. V'ochel mena prusa v'nosim mimeno el amesubim. V'avolo yivorech al kol hapas b'chlal. V'ochel v'itei mimeno el amesubim. Right, the reishis be'ina sheshiyareh nikarim. Dumi b'dibikurim. You always have to, it's always that you're making the bracha technically on the part that you're being mafrish. And mafrish means, whenever we have a halacha, you can't make the whole thing truma. Part is truma, and part is left over. In other words, you always do a derech prusa, that you mafrish one part to the other part. Same thing when you make hamotzi. That's the derech hamotzi, making hamotzi. It's only the American foods. You know, that's an, you know, to pick up the whole piece of pizza, and to eat, you know. V'yochav itay mimenu la mesubim reishis bina shishirei nikarim dumya debikurim atrum v'chalav nikarim reishis, page 11. Bikurim reishis, bikurim atmoscha, truma, reishis degoncha, chalav reishis arisosechem, etc. That's why it says, ha'omer kol garni truma, kol isosi chalav lo'omer klum. You can't say the whole dough is going to be chalav. No, because it's always derech hafrasha. Chachanam achar afiyat shirotu la'achol mafrish reishis papas l'shem Hashem uvarach alav uzet poter kol shara pas dumi de truma v'chala. Hachi nir afilu b'shavas v'yontav de'enu chotech p'kikar achar habracha. In other words, we're going to see the halacha is that during the week, and again, people are not so knowledgeable about this halacha, you see? That's, you got to be menasha to know this halacha. Is that they? Is it really supposed to cut a significant amount? Say you're going to have a roll. So you're supposed to cut a significant amount before you make the bracha. As long as it's not too much. If you make it too much, then it's going to fall apart. And we'll see what the halacha is, that if you hold the smaller part and you pick it up, and the bigger part will not fall down, then it's still considered a shalom.
I mean, that's only for Shabbos and Yom Tov when you need.
Well, but on Shabbos and Yom Tov, we don't even do that. We do even less.
Right.
Because in other words, the reason Pashtus is, LP Pashtus is, we don't want to have a hefsek. So therefore, cut before you make the bracha, you cut 20% or something like that before you make the bracha. So then the cut is not just a little dent, a significant thing, but don't make too much. The shear, as we'll see, it has to be enough that if you pick up the smaller part, the bigger part will come along with it. It won't just fall down. So, and on Shabbos, we're afraid that if you're going to cut too much, then you're going to lose, you know, the shleimus for the Lecha Mishnah. So even though on Shabbos Yoshua should do that, but then we're afraid, so that's why you don't do it. So he says, "Hachin nira afil b'Shabbos v'yontiv de'enu chotech kikar ad achar habracha." And Shabbos v'yontiv, you make a little dent, then you make the motzi, and then you cut after the bracha. Deju hakikar shleim must be kumokum tzarich lasos tchila roshim b'kikar imasakin kfi yeshua prusa sheyifros vivarach ki hechi de'lekum habracha also mitzah shenirshav the reishis being, because again, even on Shabbos Yontif, we still make a random mark to show that there's going to be two parts here. There's going to be what you be mafrish and the part left over. Davul gav dechol abrachas mevarchim over lasiyosan hachashani dekevim the beginning reishis shiyadra nikarim binishu nikar b'shas abracha ki hecha delo tekim habracha al kol halachim v'lo yishirev hachin nicha Piske Hatur, the Gabi Bidikas Chomets, Kazav Kodosh Yaskal Livdok Yvarach, K Gabi Shofar, Kodosh Yaskal Lusko Yvarach, Gabi Hafarshas Chala, Kazav Shashim Mafish Yvarach, Elo Bishum, the Bina Rashi Shira Nikarm, Shasav Abchach in Kvarach Elo Bishas, Shakotes Achala Mena Isa. So in other words, you can't make the bracha too far in advance. So he says, and then he goes on here, and then look down the Tam, on the left side, on the bottom paragraph. The Tam ha-farashos, reishos Hashem, yadu, ki b'zen, nosin shevach, v'odol Hashem, remes shehu rishon, v'in reishos l'reishiso. L'chein kol reishos Hashem, zetam, b'chor adam, b'chor behema, reishos ha-geiz, l'fishu yisparach rishon, v'achron, l'kach mafishim, b'na kama, gam ke, acharei ha-kama l'Hashem, ha-inu pa'as ha-sodeh, so where the rachis is Lashem. Came in the process of Motzi, he calculated, and so to speak, the on page 12. Came in the process of Motzi, he calculated, is Barach, Lakach, Pots of Messios, Beshem al Kalba, the Nago, Kol Israel, Shalom, Lachil, Behema, Five of the Lord, Ovikachov, Mazolus, Mikatichas, Shinogasba, Bachatichas, Hamotzi. Because this is Hashem, so you thought you shouldn't give it to the animals. They lived over Smach Klav, Ufim Shaprashi, Roy Benochonu. It's a good minog, because since the first part is really Hashem, so it should be only to some, give it to something with, you shouldn't give it to over an Akum, Behem, Chayim, Oaf. Okay, so that's the idea. So this is the, and he says, that Otam Acher, the bottom of page 12, right? Nira Macha Tzorcha Adam Lvtsoa Al Kikar Sholem Dafka Lefisha Sholchono Shol Adam Dome Lemizbech. Kiyu Hikrav Kolam is maybe a douche, Kol Maisam is Bech Utsoch Lios Sholem. He says, the reason why we want a Sholem is because the Shulchan is Dome Lemizbech, and on the Mizbech everything was Sholem. There's the Mizbech was Sholem, the animal was Sholem, the Avonim Shleimos. So this is a dumya to that idea. But the point being is that the way we do hamotzi is not just taking, and putting a whole thing in, like you have a whole piece of bread, you have a sandwich like that. So these are all the real American foods, the pizza, when you eat the whole thing, that's... because they don't have this in the culture. So if a person never learned these halachas, they doesn't realize that this halacha even exists. People know more about it. On Shabbos you see people doing it, but it's a din of Betzias Hapas. It's a din the whole week. The whole week. Okay. So these were some of the Divrei Agada. That's about what we're going to do in the Divrei Agada, because we're going to now learn the halachas, and there's a lot of lumdas here in this idea. Okay.
What are we supposed to do with a sandwich?
What?
What are we supposed to do with
a sandwich? Yeah, what are we supposed to do with a sandwich? What are we supposed to do with pizza? Pizza's good.
You cut off a piece,
but sandwich. Yeah, in other words, so sandwich really, you should take the piece of bread really, and you cut, I guess, by the edge. Now I don't know, like I'm not, people are gonna just think you're just out of this world if you do that. So.
Excuse me, people have pocket knives. People used to have pocket knives.
Pocket knives, right.
Used to have,
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, we have to...
Do you have to use a knife? Can you use your hands?
Yeah, so that's what we were discussing. But Muslim, you could probably also use your hands. I mean, we had a thing that you shouldn't use... it's a special schooler that you'll have Sviya, right? We discussed on a Friday. You shouldn't, right? That was a whole discussion we had this year. Right, because people, a lot of times they give you a bulkala, at a wedding or something like that. So usually people don't necessarily take a knife and cut it. Usually people just rip it. But at least that's a form of metziah. as opposed to taking whole challah roll and then just start chewing on it. You know, so.
Also, it's almost its own form.
Is that Rav Simon? Is this done of Betzia only if you have a Shleima or even a Prusa?
I mean, if you already have, it's Mashri even on a Prusa. I mean, a Prusa to a Prusa.
Yeah, I'm saying. Right. A sandwich, you already, it's a Prusa. I mean, is there a din of Betzia on a Prusa?
Right. We'll have to see, but maybe yes, because maybe, unless you say that. That it's already it's only said by maybe if you would say that would answer Rabbi Walter's question. That would answer his question. But we have
I don't know about a pizza because if you have a pizza, if you have a whole pizza, then it still would be shy.
Right. If you say like that, then that would answer the question of pizza as well. Right. That it's already a prusa when you get it. Each slice is a prusa.
Unless you have a whole pizza, you get a whole pizza.
Yeah, unless you're going to make a mochi out of a whole pizza, then it's, okay.
But when the guy cuts it up, what if that turned into, no one ever gets a whole pizza without it in 8 slices.
Right.
So once the guy already divides it, wouldn't that be it?
Right, so then it's already cut into prusas, right. So we'll see, we have to see, is there a din, is the din of, is the din of Betzia only if you're starting on a shleim, or is it on anything? We'll see. And if you look in the Masechta Derech Eretz Rabbah, page 13, so he says this halacha: Lo yifras adam es hamita. It's supposed to be a misprint here. Tov Sofer in the bottom says Lo yifras adam es hamotzi, das es hamita, es hamotzi. Layifras Odom as Hamotzi b'mokum harach el b'mokum hakosher. That you're supposed to cut it at the mokum hakosher, and not in the mokum harach. Okay, and that's the. And then that's how the first halacha begins here, page 15. Gotzea at the pas b'mokum shenefa heitev. From Pasli Daniel Shasur, Mitzah HaPas, Miyachtok Ma'at, Mitzah HaElyon Ma'atachton, he says, because our Pas, it's Nefer Heitev on the top and the bottom. It's crusty. Miyachtok Prusas HaBetzia. Oh. So now take a look now in the Sefer Halachas Ketanos on page 17. There's Rav Yaakov Chagiz. Right, we did a lot of Halachas Ketanos over the years. So Rav Yaakov Chagiz writes here. On the top, right in bracket. Sorry, page 18, Simon Kuf Peches. Zakin she'ein lo shinayim, chaviv alav alem min ha'emtza, shurach mahu. Say, an old person, he doesn't have too much teeth, so he doesn't like to have to eat the crust. The crust gives him problems. He likes to eat the soft part in the middle. So how does he do b'tziya sabas? So he says, avagav damin ba'alma chaviv adif, he says, it's not a din of what you like. In other words, normally we have a din of, chavivus takes precedence. And here it's a din in where is considered the more chashivus of the pas. So even the zakein really should cut the crust part. But if mama she can't eat from there, so then he's say a harach. But whereas even though he might enjoy it more in the middle, just because of his situation, but lemaisa, That's what he does. He should cut it, unless he mamish can't eat it. But if he could, that's considered the chashivas of the pas. And if you look in the Zohar HaKadosh on page 19, tekino hamotzi meachad bishul yofel lafsaka pas sarf. In other words, if it's mamish, it was burnt, you know. So, okay, take the hamotzi min hamakom, says the Zohar, shabbi shul yofel mait lechem sarf, al mokom shul mutam. In other words, it doesn't mean, you know, sometimes the bottom can get burnt. So it's really hard. But no, it has to be, it's the part that's hard, but it's still tasty. As opposed to if the bottom of the pas got burnt, then we're not going to tell you to, that's where you should make the chitzuch. And that's, and the kafachayim here, on the bottom of page 22 here, he says, "Boteva pas mokum shenafta heitev, chay kosev b'zor hakadosh, parshas ekev, etzarach lemivtza, ne'asa de bishul yofa." We're going to bushul gemar pri. He says, in other words, where it got baked the best. Parshas mishpatim kosev ne'asa de bishul yofa lafukei pars pas sarf. Welcome to Umutam. So this is the part that's the Yisod. So again, so there is a din of Betzias HaPas. So that's what we understand over here. And again, it's the Torah Chaim says the din of Betzias HaPas is dumya to all the hafrashos that we do. I mean, the mafish truma, but there's always, but the idea of making the bracha and on the whole thing, and then start eating from the whole thing, is not really the, and that, I mean, people go through life not knowing this halacha. You're supposed to do a betziah, botzeah, and that's the derech of hafrasha, and that's the marsha. And the Marsha, and that's how the Torah Chaim explains the idea that should always be there Hafrasha. Now the question is that only did in Pas? What about an apple?
I think Pas represents like your sustenance,
because Pas is. Yes, we have to see. There was only the Pas and an apple. You know, people eat apples, so some people have a knife and they cut, but some people. Some people are. They take the apple and they just give a bite out of the apple. So is that, in other words, so is it din also by only? So these are more things we have to look into. But what we saw today, certainly by pas, and certainly by a pas sholim, it's not proper to just take it and then put it in your mouth and start chewing.
Maybe there are very scrupulous people who won't drink out of the bottle, right, according to the cup.
Yeah, that's
more for communism, but maybe they also
have been offered the. Yeah, that's probably more for. Yeah. Now some places they don't give you a cup; they just give you a bottle because they're afraid of.
There's no cups in the whole university.
Yeah, they're afraid of COVID. Not that they give out cups, so they give you a can or a bottle. And they expect you to just drink from the bottle. So the part of this thing is it's not, you know, necessarily derech. It could be that's the pasha pshat of the halacha. In other words, we saw what the Torah Chaim says, that it should, that's maybe more drush or more, you know, but it could be just the pasha pshat of the halacha is that it's not derech eretz to take a big thing and just start, you know, eating from it. You know, is there herits to, you know, you don't eat the whole piece, you cut off a little and you eat, and you cut off a little bit more. In other words, you could say, you know, what the Torah Chaim says, that's probably more drush and hashkafa, but it could be just that's not derech herits to eat from the whole piece. You know, that's what That's what one of the, I think one of the Gedolim said about, you know, America and the way people eat, pizza and this, they just eat from the, you know, so I'm saying we necessarily should change it, maybe we should, but but there is a din of Betzias HaPas. There's a din of Betzias HaPas, that we don't eat them the whole thing. Okay, so today we just got our feet wet in understanding this halacha. I just want to go around just to say hello to everybody. If everyone can turn on their cameras, I can see everybody and greet everybody. And, who's here? Ephraim Klein? Where are you from?
West Hempstead.
West Hempstead, you're here, and why are you?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, okay, nice to meet you. And Akiva Poppers, I know you. Rav Levitt, right? Emmanuel Dicker?
Hi.
Where are you from?
I'm from Great Neck, New York.
Okay, Dickers. Which Dickers are you related to?
Not the ones in Philly. People know them.
What about the ones that I grew up next door in Brooklyn?
Long Ridge.
Yeah, Rav Nachum Dicker. Is that name familiar?
I don't know.
Okay.
Could be.
Well, you're in YU as well?
Yeah.
Okay, welcome. And Dov Finkino, Rabbi Levy, and Nathan Bauer. Josh, you're from Long Beach, correct?
West Hempstead,
right. But you're the one who's friendly with Rabbi
Berlin.
Yeah. Okay, very good. Rabbi Harari, Rabbi Alter, Rabbi Hess, Ezra Hagler, and David Tanner, and Shimi Sokol. And okay, welcome everybody. So we have the packets, Ezra Shem. You should be getting a packet. We'll try to do around a packet a day, and we'll continue from there to Bez Hashem tomorrow at 11 o'clock. Okay. Have a good day, everybody. Good to see you all.
Good day.